Friday, May 5th. In staff meeting this morning, we had a discussion of the congressional situation regarding Vietnam. Apparently, the Doves now want to put their whole effort to curtail the president's powers, put the whole bill back regarding Vietnam funds. They don't want to be responsible for the defeats in the battlefield, which look like may be happening, or a cancellation of the summit, which they are afraid might develop. The idea would be to recommit it to the committee and bring it out on June 1st. Our hawks want to do that too because they think we can probably play it as a victory. The Democratic caucus in the House ordered a bug-out resolution, and Doc Morgan, unfortunately, is going to back it because he's instructed to. Holyfield apparently has an alternative to that that our people think is pretty good. And so we're in a fairly tight situation in Congress as far as the war goes. We had a session with Henry and the President first thing this morning. And Henry was very concerned because Rather had reported last night that the White House was speculating about a blockade, and he's afraid that there's a leak here. I don't think that's it at all. I think that blockade is just one of the obvious escalation moves that the speculators are speculating on. The President decided to leave at 4 o'clock this afternoon for Camp David, taking Rose with him. Told me to talk to John Andrews and have him plan to come up at noon tomorrow to explain to him that the President was going to give a speech regarding a decision that he may not agree with, but he should understand he's solely there for the purpose of implementing the President's ideas. He's not to raise questions regarding substance because it's already decided. I told John this, and he said he had no problem with that at all. We had some discussion of congressional briefings for the speech and all. It's decided to go Monday night. He wants me to check the Monday TV schedule. He makes the point that the Democrats are running a mortal risk because the enemy's refusal to negotiate is due to the House and Senate Doves giving them encouragement and encouraging them even in North Vietnam to continue their offensive. These people then who got us in now are doing their most to see that we lose the war. Pretty tough position. President did leave this afternoon for Camp David, and we'll stay there for the weekend working on the speech. I went on to Williamsburg with the family as planned. End of May 5th.